Okay, let's assemble back in here, and we'll turn this over to Joseph for some more instruction. And at some point, this is just a class. We're not in the worship assembly right now, so anybody can ask questions, and we'll turn it over to Joseph. And now would be the time when he asks for questions to look and see what you've got written down, and we'll see if we can learn in this classroom environment. Joseph, turn it over to you.
I thank you guys for this opportunity to be doing this. This picture right here is of an empty church. You know, most churches of Christ in the next 20 to 30 years are going to be closing their buildings. If you go to most churches of Christ, they have about 20 to 30 people. And the majority are in their 60s, 50s, 70s, and 80s with a few young people. And if that trend continues on, guess what's going to happen? The churches of Christ throughout America are going to close down. I've been to churches, and I could estimate their longevity because of the simple word. What word do you think that is?
Evangelism.
The longevity of any church is in the leadership and in the workers who do evangelism. If the leaders don't want to do it, and the workers don't want to do it, and the church doesn't want to do it, guess what's going to happen? Sooner or later, people are going to die, people are going to move, the church is going to get smaller and smaller, you're not going to be bringing people from the community, and the church will die out. You can make the building really pretty, you can update the building, do the walls outside, do the yard, whatever, do the bathrooms, do the floors, update the carpet, make a real, real beautiful coffin. If that's your main focus, making the building real pretty, and focusing on the church members only, guess what's going to happen? It's going to die. How you keep a church alive is doing the work. And could I just, could somebody pass this out? These are Bible study signatures from campus work, courthouse work, street evangelism, flea market work. Could you just let people look at that? This is literal proof in the pudding, so to speak, that this does work. And if you want to get more data on street and campus evangelism, download this slide. Again, free tutorial ebooks. This is the website, churchofchristevangelism.com, or this website right here. So we're going to get into this right now. Now, I went to Huntington Beach. Has anybody been there in California, San Bernardino, California? You have? It's a gorgeous place, isn't it? It's where Arnold Schwarzenegger worked out in his 20s. A beautiful beach. And I went there with Chuck and Joe Griffin. They're two preachers. Chuck Griffin was a visiting preacher from the Missouri Church of Christ. Chuck Griffin and Joe Griffin was the preacher at the Huntington Church of Christ. So they wanted me to show them how to do evangelism. So I lived in 2 hours away in San Bernardino, California. We went up, we explored the colleges, how to do the college work, what they needed to do. We talked with the staff people there, and we went to the beach. And what did we do? We stood around where people walking by, and we had conversations. People walked by, we talked with them, we had conversations with them. We invited them for Bible studies in church. Street evangelism. Flea market evangelism. This is a new convert. She's been helping me with evangelism the last couple of years. If you want to get evangelism-focused people on your team, get new converts. They got fire in their belly. She is a go-getter. So we were doing flea market work. Those two people were talking with them, and one of the workers thought, hey, I'm going to take a picture. And we all spontaneously posed. So basically, we're talking to this young couple right here. We gave them a Bible. We had Bible discussions with them. Again, we're going to get into that today, flea market work. This is street evangelism. Basically, you got a clipboard, a sign-up sheet. You're standing on the street where there is people walking by. This is near the bus stop. I came up to this guy and started talking to him about spiritual things. You sign people up for Bible studies. Sometimes they want you to pray with them. You can invite them to church. Primary focus I have is talking to them about spiritual things and signing them up for studies. JWs. Everybody knows who a Jehovah's Witness is. You can ask anybody in the United States, unless if they're living under a rock, they know who the Mormons are and the Jehovah's Witnesses are. You ask them who the Church of Christ is, they have no clue. They think, are you the United Church of Christ? Are you Methodist? Are you some Catholic Church of Christ charity? Are you the United Church? Are you the Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints? When they hear Church of Christ, they don't know us, but they know them. You know why? Because these folks do evangelism and everybody knows who they are. I go to a gym near where I live, Crunch Gym. Guess who I saw? Jehovah's Witnesses with their track rack. Basically, you can go anywhere with a clipboard, sign-up sheet, and you can do what they're doing. They do work by the library. They do work everywhere. You can stand anywhere where there's foot traffic and do it. Even at the DMV. This is a DMV in San Bernardino, California. Now, they got a permit for a table. Now, that's one way to do it. I just do the clipboard option. Myself, some other folks, we spread out, or we go in twos, and we sign people up for studies. But you can get a permit, and if you get a permit somewhere at the courthouse or someplace, you can go to the courthouse and ask where you can get it. It's usually nearby. It's not that much money, and you can put up a table all over the place, outside the library, outside the DMV area. When I was in San Bernardino, California, 40% homeless, very rough area, almost got shot, almost got stabbed. Don't recommend going there for a life choice. Very rough area. Near my apartment complex, this guy got a chair. He sat down at a walk area where people were walking by, and he put up the sign. And guess what happened? People walked by, and he and I think it was his wife. You can barely see her right there. They had spiritual discussions. Street evangelism. Vendors. You can do it at a flea market, street evangelism, anywhere where you can put up a booth. Not street evangelism, the mall. This is a mall where you can rent vendor booths, not that expensive. People walk by, and certain malls, not all malls, University Mall, for example, allow the Scientologists. You know who the Scientologists are, right? They believe that we are aliens, all aliens, and we're all in comas. And someday the mothership is going to come and take us all away. That's what the Scientologists teach, and they are very, quote, evangelistic. So I'm walking down in a University Mall, and they have a booth, and they're doing, quote, evangelism. Some malls allow that, especially rundown malls, poorer malls, malls that are struggling, they're more inclined to do that. So those are examples of different, out of many, evangelism works. Here's, I'm doing street evangelism. I'm going up to this lady on a bus stop having a conversation with her. This is a picture of us doing street evangelism. This is a lady from another church. Again, you can incorporate other church members from other churches to join you. That means networking, connecting with folks. I have other people from other church members from other churches helping me with evangelism work. The more people you can get into your work, the better. It's good to add to your team. And this is my mother. And again, she has a failing heart, a bad knee, and it's humid. It's 95 degrees, hot humidity. We're breathing in that hot, moist air, and it's burning your lungs, and she's there. And they're having a Bible discussion with this young man, older man right here, about spiritual things. We had a lot of good discussions at the flea market, as well as Bible study signatures. Ways to approach people with any evangelism work is simply do this. Have a Bible, hold up the Bible, and say, hey, would you like a free Bible? Some places people don't have Bibles, but either way, people will either say yes or no, and from there, you got them talking to you, and you can get a dialogue going. Oh, no thanks, I already have a Bible, but thank you. Well, that's fine. Do you have time to talk? It's a good door opener. You know what openers are socially. It's saying something that can generate a conversation. And so that's one way you can do that. The response doesn't matter. It's just an opener. The goal for what I do is street evangelism, campus evangelism. When I say street evangelism, you can do it at courthouses. You can do it in parks. You can do it at the beach. You can do it anywhere with a clipboard and a sign-up sheet. Is the goal is to get Bible study signatures. If I get Bible study signatures, and guess what, I text enough people who give me signatures, guess what happens? I get a result. And I get enough results, and I'm swamped with Bible studies. It's a wonderful thing to have, a wonderful experience to have when you got a ton of studies and a ton of contacts. Now, females, everybody here knows females and males are different in their psychology. I've studied with guys. They do not care if I study with them in a public location, just me and him. I studied with a guy at Taco Bell. I studied with a college student in the college library. He didn't care. He's a dude. But women, they want it to be in a public location as well, which should be done. On college campuses, you can do it at libraries, you can do it at the cafeteria. If you're doing a street evangelism somewhere, you can do it at a nearby fast food place or Starbucks. But it's always good to have a female present from the church if you're studying with a female, especially if it's a younger female, like a college age female. They're more comfortable with that scenario. I've had females sign up for Bible studies, and when I text them back, I very tactfully let them know, hey, me and Jane, we look forward to seeing you at Tuesday at 10 a.m. At the USF cafeteria. We'll meet you outside. I let them know there's going to be a female present because females are more comfortable if there's another female present. So that is powerful stuff because they may not they may show up and see it's just a guy there and not a female with him, and they'll be less inclined to go over and say hello. And again, you guys have seen Bible study signatures. This is just Bible study signatures from doing street evangelism, campus evangelism work, and I include this at fairgrounds, flea markets, anywhere we get a sign-up sheet. You can do this at courthouses, outside of courthouses. You can do this. Here's some different examples. Downtown park here is where there's a lot of foot traffic, especially during events, festivals. Busy walk areas, bus stops. Outside courthouses, I mentioned that. Outside grocery stores. When I lived in San Bernardino, California, and I was walking to the grocery store, guess what happened? A father and son came up to me from their denomination. And they started talking to me about spiritual things, and they gave me content. Foot traffic coming in and out of this grocery store, and they're standing nearby and approaching people and inviting them to their church and giving them tracts. I took an older lady to the hospital, a rundown hospital in a poor neighborhood, and I was sitting there, and guess who came in? And he actually gave me a tract that had the right plan of salvation on it, which was interesting, but I don't think it was grounded in the true church and authority. But he came in, and he started saying, hey, how are you doing? And giving tracts to people. Now, those are just ideas, but anywhere where you can have a clipboard, outside, you can do evangelism. Fairgrounds, beaches, flea markets, where there's foot traffic, festivals, walkways. And I always scout the area first. There's nothing worse than just going to a place, you've never scouted it out before, and you invite everybody to come, and you don't know where to park, and so you don't coordinate things, and the parking is hard because you don't know where it's at. So you can't beforehand tell other people where to go. You don't know where the bathroom is at. You don't know if there's any restaurants nearby if people get hungry. You don't know anything about the place. So if you're going to do evangelism in a location, scout it out first. Know your location. And again, when it comes to evangelism, street evangelism, campus evangelism, it's good to work in twos. You can rotate or you can just split up in groups. And they split up in twos. We have sign-up sheets and clipboards and pens, and we smile and we wave and say, would you like to sign up for a Bible study? Sometimes people may even want to have a discussion right then and there, so you can have your Bible with you as well. It's a fantastic way to do this. And when I do campus work, this is what I say. Would you like to sign up for an on-campus Bible study? And responses I have gotten. It just depends how heavy the foot traffic is, big the college is, but you guys got some huge colleges. 1 hour, I got 30 signatures. 1 hour. Now, sometimes I work 3 hours, I get two signatures, sometimes one, sometimes none. Again, it's a process. But you do this, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it again, and guess what happens? Results will come. And so, basically, I can work 3 to 5 hours, and I get positive responses. I get signatures. This method works. If you do it long enough, you will get results.